Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Mem Dalet, Nedarim 44b, pagination is 88. Our Gemara relates to the Mishnah that we had previously on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, which told us that in a case of Mudar Hana'ah, when a vow was made that a person should not benefit from another person, and that person who is restricted from benefiting is now needy, they're traveling and he doesn't have food. So then the Mishnah presents a case where the person who really would not be allowed to bestow benefit on this other person, because the other person is forbidden from receiving benefit from him, could put the assets down, such as food, and be mafkir them, make them ownerless, and allow, therefore, this other person to pick them up and benefit from them, because he's not benefiting from the person that he's not allowed to benefit from. He's simply taking it from its ownerless status. And therefore, our Gemara begins to explore the nuances of hefker. What does it mean that something is made ownerless? What are the ramifications? And how do you do it? So on the third line, the Gemara quotes a very classic statement of Hamafkir es Karmo, the loophole of a person who makes his vineyard ownerless. Ulashachar Amad Ubatsro, and in the morning he went and harvested it. Clearly he's being kona it back, he's acquiring it back. Chayiv beferet uva'ololos uva'shikcho uva'peya, in many of the obligations of the field, he is still going to be obligated. He's going to have to leave peya, for example, the corner, the part that's designated for the poor people. That's all still going to be in effect, even though he made it hefker. However, and this is why it's well known, it's an intriguing case, upater min ha-meiser, by making it ownerless at night, even though he acquires it back in the morning, in the interim, since he didn't own it straight in the entire time, it had a period of time that it was hefker, he's going to be absolved of meiser, of the 1/10 tithe that he would have had to give. And this was a trick that was known, that the person might go ahead and do it. And in fact, as we'll see, resulted in a rabbinic legislation that hefker should only take effect if it's done legitimately in a way that it really could have resulted in someone else acquiring it in the interim. But if a person just does it as a trick, quietly, that, on a rabbinic level, is not going to be a legitimate hefker. Let's take a look on the facing page, Mem Hei Amad Aleph 45a, three lines from the end of the perek. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Devar Torah biblically, afilu be'echad have hefker. Even if you make the hefker in front of one person, it is going to be considered hefker. Umatam omru bishlosha, why did the rabbi say that it has to be done in front of three people? Kedei sheyei echad zocha ushenayim mi'idim, so that one of those people could acquire it from hefker, and two people would say testimony that it was indeed hefker and belongs to the new owner. And like this, the original owner cannot deny that he made it hefker, and that makes it into a binding status of hefker. The Mechaber in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Resh Ayin Gimel Zayin, writes, Hamafkir es hakarka, if a person makes his land ownerless, kol hakodem ve'ichzik ba zocha din Torah, Whoever comes first and acquires it, according to the laws of acquiring land, you do an act of ownership on the land, so biblically it becomes yours. Afilu hifkir b'fnei echad, even if you only were mafkir in front of one person, hareze hefkir, it becomes hefkir, v'nifter mehamaisrus. And biblically, you will be absolved of the maiser tithe, as we described in the Gemara's quote, that trick that some people might do, if you did it in front of one person, it actually would be hefker and biblically would be absolved. Avo midivre sofrim, but rabbinically, eino hefker achayafker b'fnei gimel. It has to be a hefker done in front of three people, kedei sheyiye echad zocha imratza, v'ashnayim mi'idim, so that one of them could acquire it, and two people can say testimony, because otherwise, as we mentioned, and the Sma elaborates on this explicitly, yachal hamafkid lichpor velomar lo hifkarta me'olam. The original owner could well deny that he ever made it hefker, and the hefker would have no ramification. And therefore, we need that it be done in front of three people, rabbinically required. Presumably, if a person did do this, and it's only obligated in Maiser Midrabbanon, so presumably he can't take Maiser from the produce of this field for the produce of a different field. Each field would have to be dealt with individually, because if something is obligated in Maiser biblically, and a different field is only rabbinically, you have to keep track, and you can't Maiser one on the other. The question that the Mefarshim explore is, what happens if a person wants to be mafkir beino levein atzmo, on his own? The Kesef Mishnah mentions this question in Nedarim Beis Tezayin of the Rambam, and it's brought as well in the Sma Sifkat and Yud Aleph. Person wants to be mafkir without anyone hearing what he has done. So there is an interesting diuk you could infer from the text of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. His wording was, afilu be'echad, even with one person, as opposed to rabbinically that you need in the presence of three people. You could do it even in the presence of one person, and biblically it would be considered hefker. Why wouldn't Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say an even bigger chiddush, that when you do it beino levein atzmo, it's also hefker, biblically? Why did he have to say the statement when it was in front of one person? It seems that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds it's only going to be hefker in front of one person, but beino levein atzmo, hefker wouldn't work. And this is explored by the Mefarshim. The Sma gives an example where hefker beino levein atzmo would work. He says, if a person has an animal in the hands of a non-Jew, it's the Jew's animal, but it's in the hands of the non-Jew, and he's concerned that the non-Jew will make the animal work on Shabbos, which would be a violation of the pasuk in the Ten Commandments that the animals as well of a Jew are supposed to be at rest on Shabbos, not supposed to be making them work. And therefore, this Jewish owner wants to be mafkir, wants to make his animal ownerless, so that he should not be owning that animal on Shabbos and be in violation. And in that case, the Sma says, it would work, b'chi hay gavna, in such a case, afilo achar takonas chazal, even rabbinically, have a hefker, it would work. Da anan sahadi, because we can say testimony, it's clear to us, the nicha labailim behefkera, that he really wants that hefker, not just doing it as a trick to avoid Meiser or something like that, and in that case they imposed, do it in front of three people so that we know you're for real. Over here, we know that he is for real. Kedei shelo yavor alav de lema'an yonuach, because he certainly does not want to be in violation of this mitzvah of having his animals rest on Shabbos. And therefore, in that case, even beino levein atzmo would be a good hefker. Otherwise, we need to pay attention. Is it at least in front of one person? But either way, true hefker would be in front of three people. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.